The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Mary McKenna of Tour America and EY Entrepreneur of the Year finalists in 2018. I'm in a confessional mood, Mary, obviously. I've never been to New York, you know.
Oh, dear God.
I know.
Well, you know something, when you're down here in Killarney and you look at that, this is spectacular. But I have to say, you have to get to New York. We'll get you there.
Yeah, I think I'll have to get to New York sometime soon. You're right. We're here, as Mary says, we're here in Killarney at the EY CEO retreat. This is ahead of the Entrepreneur of the Year Awards, which happen in November. And of course, like I said, Mary of Tour America is a former finalist. But I'm not here so much to talk about EY and the award, Mary, more what's happening with your business. Remind us exactly the situation in terms of going on holidays to the States. What's changing and when?
Okay, so in September, well, first of all, there has been no travel to the States. And I have a company called Tour America and Cruise Holidays. So there hasn't been any travel to the States since March 2020, when we closed our office in Dublin, Cork and Orlando. So we've been waiting for months for an announcement from Biden to open up the borders. And that came in September in a press release that they were going to open up early November. We still to this day don't have an exact date. So they said early November, but we don't still have a date. So what we have seen since that announcement came out was huge interest in the States. In particular, we had a lot of passengers who moved their dates forward. So we did a lot of rebooking, and we had a lot of interest then for Christmas time, which is actually nearly sold out. Massive interest for 2022, in particular Orlando. And we're actually now seeing even the homes, the private homes are actually selling out, and Disney is getting very busy. So we've seen a huge interest back at the States, thanks be to God.
And when are people booking for? I mean, they're hardly booking early November, are they?
No, they're not. And actually, we have a book with confidence. So we're saying, yeah, you know, there are some people who are hoping to travel in November, to New York for a shopping weekend or to Vegas. So what we're saying, once you booked with us, we'll move you. If the dates change, we'll move you. There's no problem doing that. But Christmas is very busy. There was a lot of interest in Christmas before. And so that's a big market for us. But the summertime is very busy. As I said, I have a cruise holidays brand as well. And I was on a cruise 2 weeks ago. So I've seen how Europe are handling everything. So you get a great insight into how the airport is managing, and it's so well organized. Like, it's really well organized.
And within the States, we tend to think of the States here as, you know, this big homogenous blob, but of course it's 50 different little countries in a lot of ways. I mean, are there different rules for traveling to different places, or is there just different local COVID mandates about masks in certain situations?
So you're right. It's like having different countries, and actually the culture when you get to these places are so different. Like, if you go down to Florida versus New York or California, you know, like, you've got very liberal states and you've got very conservative states. So I think that's what the appeal about the States is. It's so different. So look, the rules are, you know, that in some cities they have no masks, and some they do. And so that's where you see the governors run the different states and bring in the different rules. But once it opens up, you know, the Irish passenger is used to, you know, whether they go to a place where they have to wear a mask, I don't think that's an issue. And when I was on a cruise ship 2 weeks ago, I had to wear a mask going around the cruise. But once I went into restaurants or anything like that, you just take it off. So very similar to Ireland.
Okay, yeah, and pretty easy to adapt to those types of, you know,
we're used to it now.
Exactly, we're so used. I wish we weren't, but we are used to it. We'll probably have to stay used to it for some time yet. Places are getting busier, as you say, and people are booking since that announcement that there would be a relaxation of those travel rules come November. Like, at what percentage are you, though, of your volume of travellers from pre-COVID?
Yeah, so look, 2019 was our best year ever. I'm 26 years in business, in Irish business. So we're seeing approximately 65% of what we did in 2019. So it's looking very positive. We have a very different business because we've actually, the first thing we did with COVID is we said we do the right thing, take care of our customers, and in particular, take care of our staff. So we were all set up up to work from home as it was because of the snow and ash cloud and previous resilience that we had to go through with September the 11th. So what we're trying to do now is get a balance between very happy staff and having really happy customers and really building that all back up for the future. So I'm quite optimistic about the future.
And do you know what the rules will be post-November when travel opens up again in terms of, say, children?
Yeah.
We don't vaccinate children under the age of 12 here, so will they be allowed to travel?
So they haven't come out with information on that. So there's two things we're worried. They have come out with information on the AstraZeneca. Yeah, so that's fine.
Yeah, because there was initially, that hadn't been approved by the FDA
in
the States, which meant people who got it here found that actually it's kind of not recognised in the States.
So that's fine. That's all recognised.
Okay.
So what we're waiting on, and I think it's going to be, we're waiting on the kids, but I think it's going to be very much similar to Europe. And I think once we get the date, we'll get the information about kids as well. So I think it will, I think you will see that it will be the exact same terms and conditions as we have traveling in Europe.
Okay, so when do you expect then us to be back at, you know, you say you're optimistic for the future. When will you be back at those 2019 levels?
Well, I don't know is the answer, because we have less capacity of flights now. So I think it's going to take a couple of years to build up all that capacity again. Some good news today, United Airlines announced they're going to have two flights out of Dublin to Newark. But we lost a lot of the Aer Lingus routes. We lost the Miami route. We lost the Seattle route. We lost a lot of routes, actually. So we're going to have to build that back up. Now, you know, they're the direct routes. A lot of Irish people go through the UK. A lot of Irish people go via, you know, on BA or Virgin Atlantic. So we have options, but we've less direct capacity coming out of our
And how easy is it to win back those routes? Because you and others within this industry were warning right throughout COVID that if there wasn't enough support for the industry from government, we would lose routes. There's a finite amount of airplanes, and if they're servicing another route, they're not going to be available here. I mean, is it a case of them snapping back, or might we be kind of chasing our tail for something?
Well, I really hope, Ciarán, they do come back, because they're so important for this country, for tourism. So I could talk about my business, but I care about Ireland as well, and we need the tourism to come back into this country. So I think, you know, it's important for Dublin Airport, it's important for tourism to get them back. So I think it has to be a massive project for government to entice them back into Ireland, because we have a fantastic airport, we have pre-clearance here in Ireland. So, you know... versus anywhere else. Well, they do have it in one or two different cities in the UK, but that's a great service. So you don't have to clear it in the States if you go on a direct flight. I would say if anybody is going to the States, make sure they get their ESTA form done. That's still a requirement. Also to book with a licensed and bonded travel agent so that they're protected, financially protected.
Well, listen, Mary, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking
to you.
Thanks a million for joining us here in the Europe Hotel in Killarney. We are at the EY CEO retreat, and Mary McKenna of Tour America is, of course, an EY Entrepreneur of the Year finalist previously in 2018. Mary, once again, thank you very much.